Welcome back this evening to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, where we always deliver the very best on Friday nights. And in our next segment, we are going to tee it up as the Masters is just around the corner. It is the cream of the crop when you talk about PGA Tour majors. It is always so special, and I love to share. You know, my family and I had an opportunity to go back in 2007, and it definitely lived up to all of the hype. It was spectacular, to say the least. So tonight, we have invited the CEO of National Golf Schools, PGA Professional, Patrick Livingston, to join us. He's going to give us an update on a number of subjects. And Pat, it's so good to have you with us this evening. In fact, this is the first time you've been on our show since we've gone national. The Big E is big time. So it's good to have you with us, okay?
That's wonderful.
Let's start off by talking about Tiger Woods. Let's get an update on him because it really seems like he's falling apart and that his body is betraying him. I mean, he still is, technically, he's the top-ranked golfer, but we want to get an update on him. I mean, what is the diagnosis in terms of this bulging disc in his back, and does it require surgery?
Well, you know, that's the question. The back injury is the most common injury in golf, especially with the professionals practicing as much as they can. If the bulging disc is in the upper part of his back, he's got a chance of working through that and in time healing it. If it's in the lower back, and it's been in the lower back previous times, and he's taken a long time to recover from that, it's serious. It's the most common injury in golf, and they're working on it now.
Well, he's 38 years old. I mean, what's the future hold for him? Because when you talk about the game of golf, I mean, that's all about twisting and turning. I mean, do you anticipate a path that he is going to be able to play in the Masters and pain-free?
He definitely wants to play in the Masters, and pain-free it may not, and he may not be able to play. He's had, four or five back incidents over the last two or three years that have been serious that has taken him out of tournament. His body's taken a real beating. He's had three knee operations. That starts to wear on a golfer that's 38, 39 years old. So this is there's a question. Well, he'll ever come back to the prominence that he was, even though he's the number one golfer in the world. He won five tournaments last year, so it's hard to write him off. But injuries are something that you can't control and could have just a devastating effect. Effect on his, especially this year. The four Masters were set up at tremendous courses. The majors, he had first one at the Masters, obviously, but Pioneers number two is a great course. He likes Pine, and then the third course at PGA at Valhalla. He'd won there in a great playoff against Bob May. This year was set up for an opportunity to get those four more major wins that he needs to catch Jack Nicklaus, but it's starting to look not so good.
The CEO of National Golf Schools and PGA Professional, Patrick Livingston, is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can join us at our website, too, at eRadioSports.com. And as we talk about Tiger Woods, I mean, we've seen Patrick, obviously, throughout the years, everyone knows this, that when he's healthy, he is flat-out dominant. What are your expectations in terms of will he ever win another major? I mean, we're talking, he's 38, but, I mean, does he still have it in him?
You know, he may win another major, but he won't win the four needed to tie Jack Nicklaus. He's got two children that he's spending a lot of time with. That's taken away from his natural, practice time. He's getting older. A good example: we had six first-time winners during the first quarter of this year. So there are good young golfers coming up with no back injuries, with no knee injuries, and very hungry to prove themselves in a major.
Patrick Livingston with us a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I mean, do you see Tiger Woods' career in jeopardy? I mean, obviously he's not healthy, but you really hit on something. I mean, this new level of competition, these up-and-comers, has really gone through the roof. I mean, you're talking about tremendous talent that is on the horizon right now in the PGA. It's incredible.
Well, it is. And like I say, this is the first time in the history of the PGA where you have six first-time winners in the first part of the season here. Harris English is looking tremendous. Walker has got a great game. Patrick Reed has the confidence and the long distance of any pro out there. Russell Henley is just he's a young phenomena. And it goes on and on. John Sinden won for the first time. Matt Every won. So you've got a group of young golfers that have incredible skills. and they're not afraid of Tiger Woods anymore. Mm-hmm. They see a chink in that armor. They're going out there and they're playing their best golf and winning tournaments.
You know, they are fearless, and I'm glad you bring up Patrick Reed. He's, what, ranked 20th right now in the official golf rankings. But what about even, like, you know, you start looking at young golfers under 25. I mean, who's got a shot at winning the Masters this year? I mean, Jordan Spieth, he had a fabulous 2013. I mean, 9 top 10 finishes, a spot on the United States President's Cup. The child, he's only 20. I can still call him a child.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It is. It's really exciting.
Didn't he just go to his prom last week or something like that? Oh, my.
So what's been your impression?
What's the trouble with that is it, you know, in the history of the Masters, going back to 1937, there's only been one first-time winner. By that, I mean a winner when he's played in the Masters for the first time. And that was Fudge Zeller, you know, 20-some-odd years ago when he won in a playoff with Tom Watson and Ed Snead.
Mm.
And Ed had to bogey 3 out of the last 4 holes to create a playoff. And Fuzzy went out and won in the playoff. He's the only pro ever to win that tournament, first time playing it.
Well, what about Rory McIlroy? I mean, he turns 25 in May. I mean, how do you see his game at this point?
I think it's on top. He's had a great run in Europe for a few tournaments over there. He's playing well over here. McIlroy's, you know, just potential. Not potential. He's already a tremendous golfer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could be the number one in the world this year if he plays well in a few tournaments. Just unlimited potential.
Well, it is an exciting time, as we were just talking about, you know, all these young golfers under the age of 25. Tiger, of course, won his first Masters at the age of 21 back in 97. And Jack Nicklaus, he was, what 23 when he put the green jacket on for the first time. Well, we're going to transition right now. We're going to talk about national golf schools. Patrick Livingston is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is the CEO of National Golf Schools. Tell of our listeners across the nation where they can find out information about it and just a good breakdown of what it's all about.
Great. We're at nationalgolfschools.com, you know, nationalgolfschools.com. We have 101 courses around the country, and actually 4 international locations. These are the best golf courses throughout the country, plus there's on-course lodging, great practice areas, and we just you know, encourage you to go to our webpage and see some of them. We're at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs.
Oh, yeah.
An iconic golf location. Reunion Resort in Orlando, for example, is the only course in the world now. And imagine this, Alyssa, the only course in the world where you have the architects being Palmer, Watson, and Nicklaus. Have you heard of those guys?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I can only imagine. I've got to get out there.
It is great. They've had LPGA events on the Watson and Palmer course, and actually they were setting up the Nicklaus course for a PGA event, and who knows, that may be coming around in the next few years.
You know what I really appreciate about National Golf Schools, because you've been on our show many times in the years past, you know, there's a lot of different golf schools out there, and one of the things that makes your golf school so special, I mean, you understand that each student has their own strength, their flexibility, their dexterity, and their physical characteristics. So each golfer is different, and your teaching philosophy is really customized to bring out the very best in each one.
Now, that is true, and we have small numbers, a fun 1-to-4 ratio or less. We do a lot of 1-to-1 ratios. You know, fellas or girls will come down and want to seriously work on their game. We'll set up a 5-day golf school, spend the morning a half full swing, half short game, and play with them 18 holes in the afternoon. And it's a wonderful way to work in your golf game and improve. And we offer that all our locations, and each of our locations are a result, I mean, rather a resort golf location. You have fine dining, you have great lodging, you have great golf.
Spa.
Great, you know, range. And all PGA pros, you know, men and women, providing instruction.
Patrick, also, you know, every year we go out to the U.S. Kids World Championships in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Tell the listeners where they can go and perhaps check out one of your golf schools out there as well.
Well, again, just go to nationalgolfschools.com, flip on you know, North Carolina, and you'll see the golf schools that we have there. We've done it by, you know, state by state, and you can get all the details, some great pictures. Most of our locations have spas to kind of get you taken care of after a hard day on the range.
Uh-huh.
So they're nice. And Pinehurst is wonderful. I know you've been there. It's an iconic location with just wonderful, wonderful golf courses.
Well, you'll love it. And, of course, again, that's nationalgolfschools.com. They all have championship golf courses, great hotels. Patrick, we sincerely appreciate you dropping by Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Keep teeing it up, and hopefully our paths will cross real soon. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you in Pinehurst.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And, of course, go to Patrick Livingston's website, nationalgolfschools.com. We will be right back.